Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:34, and all this week, Cambridge 105 Radio is running a series of items designed to draw attention to loneliness and to offer help and advice to listeners who may be suffering or may be able to reach out to support others. It's called Cambridge Companions. The producer is Trevor Dan, and he is on the line now. Good morning to you, Trevor. How did the series come about?
Well, as you know, it's something that we like to do, drawing people's attention to things that matter. And we had this idea about loneliness. It's been an important issue, I think, for everybody for, well, a year now. And we managed to secure some funding from the Audio Content Fund, which is a government-backed scheme that puts money into independent production companies to help them make programmes and programming for community stations and commercial radio stations. So we applied for some money and we got some. And so we had this idea to do a series called Cambridge Companions. So it's running not just on 105, but also on Cam FM and on Star Radio and in Cambridgeshire, but also on a whole bunch of other stations, Future Radio in Norwich, NLive, Park Radio, PCR, lots of stations people in Cambridge perhaps won't have heard of, but are important to their communities. And it's been really touching and moving, I have to say, working on it. Some of the stuff that people have made, not just the straightforward information statements, you know, kind of with phone numbers and websites, valuable as all that stuff is, but just some of the more reflective things, like Linda's poem that you played an hour or so ago, and the stuff, you know, you've done, Lucy, with Robert Louis Abramson, with Edgar Allan Poe and Emily Dickinson poems. They've been really lovely and thoughtful, and they've just stopped you and made you think about, well, is there something I can do? And so it's not just a campaign aimed at people who feel lonely. It's aimed at people perhaps who don't, but have got some spare energy that they could donate to helping other people who are struggling.
And in terms of topics of what we're going to be looking at, you mentioned obviously the poetry side, some of the reflective things, but along the way there are actually some, you know, pretty deep and meaningfuls amongst all of this.
I think the point of it is to make people think, and that's not to be preachy about it, and that's why we're putting a lot of effort into these short form pieces, which run during the ad breaks. You know, they're there to make people think, oh yes, it's another ad. Oh, wait a minute, it's something a bit different. And it's something just to make me stop and think. You know, also some of the other programs throughout the week will have longer form interviews. There's a fabulous thing coming up with the Cambridge Festival where they've simply talked about great books about loneliness that will really inspire you. There's some other stuff where people have just thought about. I mean, Maria I think you've got on tomorrow.
Yes,
has got some really great thoughts about that make you genuinely. They give you what Radio 2 would call a pause for today.
Right,
you know?
Right. I think that's what I've sort of enjoyed about it actually, because there's this sort of you think about, oh, it's quite bad at the moment, oh, it's quite lonely, and it takes you immediately to a negative place. But what we've done here is we've kind of tried to turn that a little bit on its head and bring a positive from some of that. You know, loneliness is a negative, but sometimes solitude is a really beautiful thing, and let's highlight that.
Well, I think that somebody made a point, didn't they, in one of our Zoom meetings, that there's a difference between loneliness and solitude, and that solitude can be an advantageous condition. I suppose isolation is what you don't really want, where you feel that there's nowhere you can go. And some of the pieces that we'll be running during this week are just full of great ideas, like, you know, the Cambridge Community Arts people who run these little sessions, you know, where you can go along and you can go for walks, you can go and talk about poetry with people, you can make pottery. There's lots of stuff going on out there in Cambridge and everywhere. And oddly enough, although we complain about how many hours we have to spend on Zoom and Microsoft Teams and so on, the very fact that things are going on online actually makes them more accessible to a lot of people. So, you know, if you're stuck in, you know, a village outside Cambridge and it's hard to get a bus or you can't afford a cab to come into an event that's happening on Mill Road, well, maybe that session of whatever it is happening live and you can access it, you know, on your computer at home. That makes it more accessible.
Yeah, that's actually, I was having a conversation with somebody during the work on this project, and they actually said that for a lot of people, this has been a great time for them because, you know, they are sort of like more in remote locations, but also just from like physical disabilities, actually having everything zoomed into their living room, this has been a quite positive time for them. So again, I really I like looking at it from that spin point of view. But we've called it Cambridge Companions, and rather than just putting that loneliness word in the title, which I think is, again, it's brought another positive thing to what
it's
we're trying to achieve
dimension,
this week.
Yeah. Isn't it? And I think the word companions came to me because everybody always says that one of the main reasons people listen to the radio, any station, is because of the company.
Yeah.
And that, you know, radio, if you go to our brilliant website, which is radiocompanions.co.uk, there's a beautiful graphic of some people with their arms around each other and a musical note. And it really suggests that whole business of, do you know what, radio is a one-way companion thing. So it's I'm listening and you're on the radio and therefore I feel I've got a friend. But also, I'm listening to you and other people are listening to you, so maybe they're my friends too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like right here with our virtual breakfast table.
Absolutely.
What we try to achieve every morning.
And I'm looking at that kettle and I'm wondering why it's already on eBay.
Well, so we need to rent out the kettle. That's certainly the amazing. It's a great. I've taken the opportunity to listen to several of these, and they'll be popping up. We're going to hear one in a few moments' time, and throughout the day, some of the longer pieces. I have to ask you, Trevor, because you, like me, probably spend a lot of your day on Zoom calls.
I do.
I think Zoom, Teams, and so many people have been in that. It isn't the same, though, is it? It's like, the previous years I've moaned about having to go to yet another trade show somewhere else where I see the inside of a hotel for 2 or 3 days. I'm kind of changing my view. Yeah, Zoom's okay. Novelty's worn off a bit. We do need the human contact, and that in itself is—it's not loneliness, really. At least not in my case. There's future Mrs. Clover. I see Lucy, and you know, occasionally I get to see my mum as well. But for a lot of people, you know, Zoom is just it, and that's a
it's
tricky
different.
Old thing to deal with.
I think the big difference for me is that at a meeting in a normal environment, you don't have to sit and address the entire table. You know, you have a quiet word with one person or two people, and you meet over coffee or a drink. You go to the wine bar at the end of the day. You do all sorts of things in smaller and larger groups. When you're on Zoom, there's that temptation to have to speak as though from a podium to everybody. Hello there, I'm addressing the meeting. Plus, there's that sense of, oh God, I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on vision, you know. And of course, lots of people, you know, like my missus, almost certainly currently is having a meeting with the University of Cambridge, and she'll be wearing a perfectly nice blouse over her PJs. and she'll be rather embarrassed that I've mentioned that. But,
we're all doing that.
But, you know, being on in that visual sense, I think it does change human relationships, because we don't normally, when we have a meeting, we don't spend an hour staring at each other and wondering what that book is that they've chosen to put behind their left ear.
That is very, very, very true. Trevor, good to speak to you.
And you guys. Lovely show.
Looking forward, thank you. Looking forward to hearing more from Cambridge Companions
really
throughout
stuff.
The week.
There's plenty each and every day, and don't forget to tell everybody about radiocompanions.co.uk, because there's just a wealth of really useful information there.
We will. Brilliant. And thank you for doing that now. We've got some travel on the way next at 8:45. Thanks, Trevor.